in Tammuz, 24th of June, Rabbi Avrom Heiman, buying fish from Gentiles.
And we'll start from the beginning this morning, from the beginning of the sugyas of Sakin. A couple of sugyas in Chulin, Rabbi Zora. What exactly is the problem of the knife of the goy? Before we discuss the actual problem of the buying of the fish. I mean, when buying fish from a goy, he's using a goyish knife. If you would go with your own knife and you find a live fish out of the tank in the fish shop and you take it out and you cut your own knife, there's nothing to talk about. As long as you've got fins and scales, kosher fish, no problem. The question is, when you find fish which the goy cut with his own knife, not your knife. So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, this is the last gap that I involve. When you've got a second shal goy, a goy tells you his knife, you bang off the goy a knife, and you want to use his knife. So the Gemara says you have to ne'itza bekarka, which means take the knife and stub it into the ground, yod palmim, 10 times, in 10 different places, and that way you've kashed the knife. That is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and the Gemara says that this has to be done, afilu betzoyim, even to cut something cold. Now what do we mean with that? We always know when it comes to Issa the Heter, we always have to be down on two things. We have to worry about a ban, which means when you've got dirt on the actual keli which you're using, right? Then we've got something called blias. Blias means that when the pot's used, at least in the olden days, nowadays is a question we poskim, but we machmir it, when you cook something up on a hob, on the flame, then the heat causes blias to go into the walls, which means taste of the food which is being cooked there goes in within the walls of this keli. And that's what we do our gala for on Pesach. The person wants to use a keli which he used for chometz and he wants to use it on Pesach. If he doesn't have all new keli for Pesach, in olden days especially, that's what he did. Everyone did that. Then people didn't have Pesach kitchens, loads of extra keli. He went to the Beis HaGala, wherever that was, and a boiling hot, huge pot boiling hot, and everyone dipped his keli into it. Agala, boiling hot water, removes those blias which go into the walls. So now I've got a sake which the goy's used, and I'm worried he's used it for hot things. So I've got on this knife here two problems. Problem number one is what we call ben, that is dirt, shamnunis, dirt, fatty dirt on the outside of the knife. And the problem number two is that maybe he used his knife for hot things. When if he used his knife for hot things, then there's going to be blias in the sake itself. Right? Now these two things, so the Gemara says that if you're coming to use it for regular cold things, you have to do an eat of a karka, dig it into the ground 10 different places, karka kosher, and that way this karka kosher will rub off all the shamnunis be'en, all the dirt which is on the size of the blade of the sakin will all come off. Obviously if you want to use it for hot, and you want to take the blias out of the sakin, then you've got to do agola, right? In boiling hot water, as we know, this is the cloud kabbalah kachpolta. If it went in through hot water, to take it out with hot water. So that's the sugya of sakin, which the Gemara in Zorah says the way you cash a knife to be able to use it is you stick it into the ground 10 times. That's one Gemara in Zorah. Now we have another Gemara in Chulin, twice or three times. I'm going to quote one of them. But the Gemara says a person was shechting a behema. He's used his own knife, he's shechting the behema. And he found it to be a trefer, which means he's now cut a behemoth, which is a trefer. And he's got shamnunis, the fat of this behemoth is of a trefer, and that's gone onto his knife. So what should he do with it? So the Gemara says, machlokes here, put it under cold water and wash it off. Maybe use a bit of soap to take off the fat, wash it off in cold water. So the Rishonim all ask on this Gemara, the Rav, the Tosfos, of Sakhar Rishonim, what's going on here? The Gemara of Zorah said that if a person takes a sakin of a goy, which has on it dirt from the goysha cuttings, you have to dig it into the ground 10 times. That's the Gemara of Zorah. The Gemara of Chulin says, if you've got a sakin which you've just shechted a trefer with it, again, you've got the same problem, you've got shamnunis, means the fatty of the trefer on the knife, what should you do with it? The Gemara says, oh, it's a bit soiled, you wash it off. So the Rishonim ask, should I wash it, or do I have to dig it into a hard ground? So, on that, Tosfos says that if it's being used all the time, sakin shel goy, in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, you're buying a knife which has been using for a long time, and therefore, in the olden days, they didn't wash things every day. In the olden days, they used things quite often without washing. So the fat builds up on the knife. And eventually the knife has a big amount of shamronis on it. So if you just put it under cold water, you just wash it, it won't come off. The only way to scrub off shamronis is to take it into a karka kosher and dig it in 10 times. And that way you've rubbed off after 10 nitzas, 10 times, digging into the ground, you can be sure that you've taken off that shamnunis which is being lying there piled up. Now, the Gemara in Churin is talking about, it's a one-off, it's his own knife. He always shechts kosher behemoths with it. And a one-off he shechted the behemoth, and he found it to be a trefa, right? So he's got a one-off here of a knife, his own kosher knife, which he's used to shecht a behemoth, and it ends up being a trefa. So you've got a little bit of shamnunis from a one-off. A one-off, you wash it. Right, so that's the two Gemaras. One Gemara says, if you're buying a knife from a goy, Gemara with Zorah, which has got it, loads of old shamnunis, this fat from the goy is used for all his nevelas and trefas. So the only way to get rid of this old shamnunis, the fat which is lying on the knife, which has built up over the time of the goy using it, the way you kasher it is by digging into the ground 10 times. If it's a one-off, a person with his own knife, shecht to behema, and he finds it to be trefa, now he's got a problem of the fat of a behema, trefa, going onto his knife, that's the loch here in Chulin, that you wash off.
But you're not talking about fish all the time.
1 minute, we're getting there. We're starting with the problem. Start with the fish, we'll end with the fish. Right, I'm talking about the Gemara, that's what you have to do with the knife itself. Now, so come to this, we've got here, that's the first thing of a knife, that's the problem of a knife when you've got shamanunis, ben, right? When you've got the fat, ben always means the what's there, what you can see on the knife. That, they've got the two Gemaras. So now, when I would go to buy a fish from a goy, the number one is you have to always be careful, is the knife dirty or not? Now, the second problem you have with the knife is that the Gemara speaks out, if you've got belias in the knife, it means if he's used the knife for hot things, so then, let's say he used it for a hot piece of meat, yeah? The goy's got a piece of steak, which is from a non-kosher animal, and he's cut with it, with his knife. So now, when you cut hot things with a keli, with a knife, the belias go in, and taste goes into the knife itself. So I'm not talking about nowadays, the person wants to say nowadays, stainless steel has no belias, the mitzias lechere is a zoi, but al pi rov, the post give all machmir, you have to take on that there's some sort of belias, and the way you take them out is, put it into hot water, and the hot water takes it out. Now there's another sugya by Sakin, this is in Simon Tzadik Vov, in Yeridea. If I take a knife and I cut a dover chorif, I take a knife and I cut an onion. Now an onion is cold, freezing cold, yeah, it's cold onion. I'll have belias in the knife. Why would I have belias in the knife? Because I've got here what we call duchka sakina with a dover chorif. Duchka sakina means when I cut with a one go a botzel, an onion or something, anything sharp. So when you bang down through the onion, that causes a belia to come out of the onion into the knife. That's called duchgad sakin. A duchgad sakin means a doichat, the push of the sakin into a dover chorif, into an onion, will cause a belia to go back into the knife. Right? That's another way of getting a belia in the knife. The regular way is you cut a hot piece of meat, anything hot allows belia's time to go into the knife. And well, then if you use a dover chorif, that's another musug, which had a day duch of a dover chorif, when you cut into something sharp, it allows belias to go into the knife. Right, so now, the question is, that's when you're using it for a dover chorif, something sharp. If I would use it for something which is not sharp, do I have duch of the skin? Let's say I take a piece of bread, and I cut a piece of bread with a goyish knife. So I've got a duchka skinner, right? I'm hitting through the bread with my knife. But there's no harifos, right? There's nothing sharp in a bread to allow the blias to go in or out, right? So bread, there's no problem with the bread. The problem is if it's a goyish knife, yeah? And I'm cutting a piece of bread with a goyish knife, and there's blias in that knife, it's going to come out and go into the bread. So on that, there's a Rabbi Shimshon. This is a huge machlokes shoni. Rabbi Shimshon says, but you don't have to have it to be a dover chorif, it doesn't have to be sharp. Duchat ha-sakina alone, if I cut a piece of bread and I bang with a knife against the bread with a goyisha knife, the knife will have a koyach to pull it sakina. The sakin will be pulled its belias into the bread. This is a chishah ben shimshon. In halacha lemaisa, the Taz says it's not halacha lemaisa, because the Taz says halacha lemaisa, the only way you're going to get a belia out of a sakin is or if it's hot. or using it for a dollar chorif, it will not come out of bread. The problem starts with the Prima Golden. Prima Golden is medayk in a shach in Siman Pei Tes, but you can get a belia coming out of a knife even if something is cold. If that's true, so if I take a fish, I would like now buy, I'm going back to our fish now. I've got a fish, and I would be cutting with a goyshen knife a fish. So, there's two problems to the food of shach. Number one is I have to make sure the knife is clean. Number two is, I've got duchka, right? I'm banging with my knife against this fish. The feed of the Prima Golden in the feed of shach is going to allow belia, an old belia, if that knife has been used for something hot in the goyish place, and it's got on it a belia inside it of a goy, it's going to be able to come out into the fish.
Fish is cold.
And fish is cold. After it came in the feed of shach, even so it's cold, it can still come out of the knife. Because duchka the sakina, when you've got a doicha, when you've got a press on a sakin, that has a kerch to allow the belia to come out without any heat. And therefore, so when we're talking about nowadays, this is what we started with. We've got a knife. In the old days, they used the knife loads and loads of times. So we had two gemaras. If it's used as a one-off, you just wash it. If it's not used as a one-off, then you have to dig into the ground 10 times. So the Pesach Tshuva says in Siman Yud, and nowadays, we don't have that, right? You don't walk in someone's house and see a knife full of shamnunis. By us, we use a keli, put it in a dishwasher, put it in the sink, gets washed straight away. So you don't, it doesn't pile up on it. Shamnunis, loads and loads of fat, doesn't pile up onto the knife. So when you're talking about our days, in our days, where a regular sakin, you take a knife, and you would take a knife even of a goy, out of his drawer, a person's gone on holidays, and he's taking a knife out of a drawer of a goy, to tell him that he has to eat the karka, Pesach Tshuva says he doesn't have to do that. Because nowadays, since you wash the knife all the time, it doesn't have a chance to build up. It's only if it builds up and there's more and more, he keeps on using it without washing it, so eventually there's a thick layer of shamunis there, it's not going to come off with a wash under the tap. It'll only come off if you dig into something hard or you scrub it with something hard. But nowadays, where we use things, when we use things, we wash them all the time. So that it doesn't build up, you can just wash it. So I went into Tesco, in my place in Manchester, Cheetham Hill, and I asked them, can I see the knife? So they showed me the knife, and it's very clean. I mean, it definitely doesn't build up any be'en on this knife, right? Because they're washing it all the time. But I'm worried that maybe there's a little bit of shamrunis. Maybe the fella before me, they washed, let's say they cut a crab with it, they cut a different fish, which is non-kosher, a fish or a crab or something which is not kosher, and it's going to have on the sack and on the knife, shamrunis. So I asked them what they do with the knife, how they wash it between each fish. So they told me that, this woman told me, that they wash it under boiling hot water, and they have bacteria coming out of the tap. It's obviously mixed with some bacteria, and then they scrub it with a brush, a hard scrub. So the problem number one is that when you're washing this knife with boiling hot water, so you've allowed, really, they're using this knife only for fish, right? It's only being used for cold fish. So the knife itself shouldn't have any bliss on it if it's only used for cold fish. If they're going to wash it under boiling hot water, then it's going to allow that, they've just cut a fish which is not kosher, which has on it a fat from a non-kosher fish. If they put it under boiling hot water, they've allowed this fat to go into the knife. So the problem of the shamnunis be'en, the problem number one of the dirt on it, that didn't worry me too much, at least in the Tesco I went to, because they told me that between each person, if you believe them, they scrub the knife. So the shamnunis be'en on the sakin is properly scrubbed and taken off. And that won't be able to go onto the fish.
If the detergent and the bacteria is placed on the knife first, then it's mavliya, something which is no stomach down. So
yes, that's the thing, that's the first. You have to know if it's a precocious. I don't know how pogrom, if it's properly pogrom as well. The person will speak about how pogrom things are. If it's proper problem, there's no problem.
How many kinds of fish have they got? So only I've got none of them in whole Tesco.
If they've got, you have to make sure that if there's no non-kosher fish, they're only cutting kosher fish. It's wonderful.
Not 99% fish are kosher.
Okay, we have to make sure. You have to make sure there's no, they don't cut it with non-kosher things. They can have crabs sometimes.
Sorry, have you got sort of spectator here? Because you've got a suffix whether or not they cut the non-kosher fish or the kosher fish last time round. Yeah, and then I don't know whether or not the wine's going to be Yatsaledis. Because it's not going to be that hot that they can't hold it underneath the sink when they wash it.
When they wash it, the boiling hot water, it definitely allows the beer to go in.
What? What? So the water from the tap is going to be hot enough for
the
that?
The water in the tap, how could it be boiling?
It's still going to be boiling.
For 45 seconds.
Well, but they hold their fingers under it when they wash, no?
When they wash it, yeah. 45 degrees, they take that long.
But they've got their hands underneath it, so it can't be oscillated.
That's all the knife, you can hold it by the handle, probably wear gloves.
Probably regulations about how hot it can be, because they're afraid that they'll get sued.
45 degrees.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure they get 45 degrees.
Sorry, Dan. Why
did this come
into the knife and hot outside
the house? Use this knife for something hot. I've got this knife which is just used for a
non-kosher.
It's got it fat from, let's say, from the non-kosher fish on the knife. If I put it on the boiling hot water, the hot water will allow that shamunis to go into the knife. That's always the plan. We use any keli for something hot. But this, the tamp, it goes into the walls of it.
Even though the hot is clean. Although
right? So when I'm going to Tesco, I know they don't take this knife with them back home to cut their... their hot meat at home. They're only using it in Tesco for cold fish.
Right.
The problem starts is because when they wash it, it allows the blia to go into the knife. And when the blia, the taste goes into the knife, then comes the next problem.
What's this for? If you cut something cold, like lechem or fish, that the blia should come out?
So Rashi says a loshon that the sakin has a koyach to be polit sakina. When you've got a duchka, when you've got a bang of the knife, then the sakin is polit sakina. It's a very interesting thing. It's very very hard to understand the misfora. But Rashi says it's not that usually that we understand. The Gemara says when you cut the chorif, the charifus, right, has a koyach to schlep out what allowed blia to go in. But Rashi says the way it works is polit sakina or bolat slom. Rashi's mashma that by cutting something, the sacking in that doichak with that push on the knife allows a blia to come out. You're talking about a very small blia, slight blia on the edge of the sacking, and the Rishonim speak out, which comes out. You have to know if it's Bottle Shishim. Now, Shishim, you have to have 60 times enough. So if you're buying a huge fish.
So the fish is a Kharifa.
What? No, the fish is not Kharif. So therefore, that's what we're coming to. So now, I'm now cutting a fish. So problem number one we're saying is the Be'en. You have to make sure it's clean. Now, the problem number two is if you hold, the Prima Godin says that's Machrekas Shach and Kazal Ochel Maisa. When you cut something, does it have to be a chorif to allow the blia to go in or out? Or can it be even if it's not chorif, when you cut bread? So Rabbi Shimshon says that it doesn't have to be chorif. If I cut a bread with a sharp knife, because the knife has a duichak, has a push, a blia can come out of the knife without being chorif. So Rabbi Shimshon in the Rishonim, and the Prima Godin says, Loch Lemais, you have to be worried about it. He says that the shach, it argues with the taz. And this is Machlekes Shach and Taz, which means that if you the taz, at the end of the day, if you know the knife was clean, you've got no problem at all. You can ban the fish. If the knife was clean, there's no other problems. The problem is, if you hold the Prima Godin, Prima Godin says, if you the shach, halidei duchka, with the bang of the knife and the cutting of the knife, even without it being sharp, being a fish, being a bread, also a little bit of a blia can come out. Now that blia is so small, Prima Godin says, that blia, the way you take out that blia is you wash it off. It's a very, very small blia which comes out. Usually when a blia comes out, it's a chefer, you've got to cut it off, right? You've got to do a clipper, we call it. Scrape it off a little bit. Sometimes it goes all the way in if it's properly hot. But this is a very small blia, which Prima Godin says is sufficient to wash it off. So now, I've gone to Tesco now, and I've bought a fish. So, if the knife is properly clean, then if you're the tans, you've got no problem buying it. If the knife, even if the knife is clean through the shach, you have to be worried that the sakin allowed a little bit of a plater to come out onto that fish. Now it's on the fish. Now I've got to get the blia, which is lying on the surface of the fish, I've got to get rid of it. Or if I've gone into, somebody told me he went to the same Tesco, and they weren't so helpful, and they told him when there's a long queue, then they can go with the knife from one fish to the next.
They do that all the time.
Without properly washing it.
All the time.
They do that all the time.
Cool.
Officially, they told me, no, it's very, very strict here. There's no one knocking.
Officially? Yeah.
Right, you can't always know. So the question is now what to do. So I bought this fish, and I've got a chashash. He tells me, especially by him in here in London, the knife, he's worried the knife is unclean. I'm worried about the shach, that even if the knife was clean, and he did it doicha, because when you cut the fish, there's a duchka, there's a kin, and a little bit of a blia come out of the fish. So what's the problem? Take the fish and wash it. Right? That would be the simplest answer.
Can't you wash the fish? We just said.
The problem is, here comes the next part two. A fish is very soft. Now we have a loch, it's also in Simon Tzadik Bob, it's a whole sugya, we call it a loch of a meisah. When you have kishuim, now kishuim, today in Ivrit is What do they call Kishon in the Brits?
Courgettes.
Right. In Hebrew, they call kishuim courgettes. As far as the Gemara, Kipshut of the Rishonim say it means cucumbers. Now they don't, they don't call cucumbers. Cucumber, the Gemara says, which is cut with a knife, which had on it shamnitz. If I took a grisha knife and I cut my cucumber with a knife, so I've got no filias, no nothing. Poshut, there's a bit of dirt on the kishuim. I'm worried about shamnunis of a goy on my kishuim on a soft cucumber. Gemara says, you can't wash it. Why can't you wash it? So the Ram says, because if you wash it, and you rub it, it'll just go further and further in.
You cut it off.
So you got to cut it off. So the Gemara says, you're not, usually we do a clip-off. Clip-off means it's a little bit of a cut that you can, the Rishonim say, together, k'desh yenotel b'vasachas. When you cut something, when you slice it, you have to do a slice, it's a thinner slice, that you've sliced it, k'desh yenotel b'vasachas, that you've managed to cut all the way through in one go. You made a full slice. So Gemara says here, when you're just cutting with a knife something soft, really the din of this cucumber is just to wash it, right? I've cut it with a goyish knife, no blears, no nothing, I just wash it. So you can't wash it on the round, why? Because it's going to penetrate and go further in to the cucumber. So you do greater, which is even less than a clipper, you don't even have to cut off a full cut. You take it, you scrape it a little bit, let's say you chip the cucumber a little bit, and you can cut it off, as long as you've taken off that top layer. Now here comes the problem with fish. The fish is soft. So I bought a fish from Tesco, and I'm worried that maybe it wasn't washed properly, and there's shamnun's bed on it. Somebody else might be worried about prima garden, that even if it is washed, there still can be a little bit of a blear coming out of the knife. It's because to prima garden, not even holes of it. But let's stay simple. Shamnun's bed, we're worried the knife wasn't clean, and it was used for something non-kosher before. So now I'm worried now, I've got this fish, he's cutting up for me. And it's got a little bit of shamnun's, a bit of dirt, shamnun's, which is the of the goyish fish which was cut before, you cut a crab, whatever you cut it with, on this fish. So I take it home and I want to wash it. So the Chabis Yoy, brought in Piska Tshuva, says, you can take it home and wash it. That's what he holds. He's got a kasha on the ram, and later he knocks off the ram. Literally, Allah and Simon Tadigvav, the Shach, the Taz, Prima Godin, Yad Yehuda, all Achroidim all bring this ram, and Allah and Amaisa, starting from the base, Jesus, all the way down. It's very schwer just to be making and take the fish home and just wash it, because if you wash the fish and you worry about it soft, then the shamnonis, this dirt which is on the fish, is going to penetrate in. So what do you have to do? So you have to start cutting the fish. Now the Chabis Yoy says, if you stop trying to cut this fish, it'll crumble, there'll be nothing left of the fish. Therefore, Chabis Yoy says, you're not mechuyv to do. To start, if you're going to have a big hefsud by starting to chip this fish and trying to cut off the dirt of the goy on of shamnonis of this goyish fish which was cut before me, and there's going to be nothing left in fish, it's going to crumble. So he says that since it's not a proper plate or anything, so you can get away with something less than that. And the question is, what less can I do? So the Chabis Yoy himself says you should wash it. He's not worried about the ram, he says Allah HaLamaisa can wash it. Now he adds on, someone who's worried about the ram. Our ram, which in Simon Tzadik Vav, we pass from the ram, that when you have a problem on a soft, let's say a fish, which you can cut with a goyish knife, which has got on it dirt from a goy on the fish, and you try to wash it, and you're worried it's going to penetrate in. So Chabis Yoy says, Omarity, I said it is, take the back of a knife. Right, so I've got the knife, the back of the knife, and you scrape it, b'chodosh al-tzakim. And that way, let's say I've got on my fish a bit of shamnonis here, so I don't want to wash it, because then it's going to go further in. You take the back of the knife, and you rub it along, right? And that way, you've scraped it a little bit, and if you scrape off that shamnonis, you scrape it off, and that way you know that any shamnunis from the goyish knife before you has all been taken off. So in short, commentary is like this. When we've got this sakan here, we spoke out, there's one or two problems. First of all, problem number one is, that there's always, every knife has shamnunis. A knife which is unclean, which has been cut by a goy, which has got shamnunis, you've got dirt of the goy on the knife. That's problem number one. So in the olden days, they used to need to bekarka, but we spoke out nowadays where they keep on washing it between each time. We don't need to need to bekarka, as long as you wash it off properly.
But if they're using the scraping it as well, they're scraping it, wash it, and they scrape it.
Yes, with a brush. Scraping
is, well, got the same little fish on there.
Scraping the knife?
Oh, when they scrape the knife, they scrape it on a pad, and that pad's got the same fish on it. They're scraping it in.
Scraping the earth.
But they're doing it, they're not doing it there?
You're washing yourself and then scraping.
No, not the knife. The knife itself, once you've washed it, so you've taken off the bend, right? So the knife is clean.
They scraped as well.
They scraped the knife?
Yeah.
Right.
So they scraped it with something to scrape. And I love the infection when you was a virgin earth.
Yeah.
Not used before. Here it's used for the scraping with a pad.
Scrape itself, I'm not a solid trifle.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to go on the knife and then go off the knife.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's going to go straight on and off. So it's not a problem. If I'm scraping the shabnonis, it goes on. It's being washed, right? So it's not going to go. What's the problem? At the end of the day, when they're finished washing it, it's clean, right? Because they're scraping off the shabnonis, so it goes onto the brush and the brush back onto the knife, and then the day is clean. So if you know that the knife is clean, that's problem one. Problem number two, we spoke out to bring the God is choishesh, that the knife itself, if it's got bleus in it, which we said they're washing under boiling hot water, then it's going to allow bleus to go into the knife. And for that, the bleus is going to go onto the fish, and then comes, even if the knife was clean, the Prima Golden says, it's still going to have a bleus going onto the fish. So, if you're worried about the Prima Golden, it's not enough just to wash the knife, you're going to have to also wash the fish. And we spoke out, part two was when it comes to the fish itself. So the Chavis Yoh says you can wash the fish. I'm not coming to argue with Chavis Yoh, I'm just coming to Ma'ira, then in Halacha we see over and over the post can bring quite clearly that if it's a soft thing which you're worried that when you wash it, it's going to penetrate further in, then it's not enough just to wash the soft thing. So a fish which is soft, and you would wash it and it would go further in, you have to do something more than that. So the Chavis Yoh says you don't have to start cutting it because it's going to crumble, there'll be nothing left of it. So he says the best thing is to take the back of the knife, scrape along the fish, and that way, if you scrape it with the back of the knife, the fish, then you're okay. So, I know someone in Manchester who goes to a Goshen fish, and she takes a knife with her. She takes her own knife with. If you take your own knife with, no problem at all, right? If you take your own knife, you've got your own knife, you can cut it, as long as you've chosen the kosher fish, no problem at all. The problem is all starting, obviously, if you're relying on their knife. And you're worried that their knife isn't properly clean. So I've come home now with a salmon or something which I'm choshesh, that he cut it with a knife which wasn't clean, and you've come home, so, Chavis Yoh says, all you have to do is wash it. Miyos Tovi says, if you're worried about the ram, then you take the back of the knife, and you scrape it along, and that way you take it off. So we made by us in Chanukah Masiv, and somebody went to Tesco, by some. Because Tesco every so often have a very half price on some. The reason being is because it's very close to being out of date, and you're very careful. If you leave it out for a couple of hours, it's finished. Right? It's usually because it's very close to being out of date.
It's made in a machine, it's not made by hand. This salmon which is selling Tesco on promotion.
On the spot, they cut out for you a lot of times. You go to small Tesco.
You have got this half salmon, so when you fill it, which is made in a factory, it's not made in a night for one person.
Yeah, when you come there, they cut out for you.
They don't, they sell you the
water. But if you take a bit of back on the small piece,
you don't have it.
They talk about $2,000. If I want to buy it, and they cut out for you. Right? So I come home with my fish now, which has been cut up by them to pieces. And I'm worried that the knife wasn't clean.
The knife, not the fish.
The fish coming off the knife onto the fish.
Yeah.
So if a person wants to rely on the Chavis Yoh, you can wash it, put it under cold water, and you rub it with your fingers, and you've washed it off the shamnos ben. With the ran holes, that's not good enough. So the person coming out of the maxilla, they're worried that what? The end, that shamnunis, that dirt, is going to go into the fish, and therefore you don't want that to happen. So if you can cut the fish itself, then that's the best thing to do, is to be able to chip the fish if you can. If you're worried that there's going to be nothing left, it's going to crumble, and you won't have much left of it, so the Chavis Yoh said, Mohesed, you don't have to do that. You take the back of the knife and you rub it, and that's what we were told to do in our Chanukah Mesubah. Yeah, I'm sure.